Hello, welcome to Signs of Vaccination. Let's get right into it. I want to make a correction. Yesterday I said the age of vaccine eligibility is 15, when that age is actually 12. You can receive a vaccine from the age of 12 all the way 12 and up. And those under the age of 12 have actually received new guidance today from the CDC, and that guidance is to wear a mask. I feel like there's more data that's needed in that area. More clinical tests needed in that area from vaccine production, from the vaccine production standpoint. I think there's much that needs to be done there, but where we sit today is just, mask up if you're under the age of 12 and over the age of 2 years old. Today, a hearing caught the press's attention when Dr. Fauci, chief medical advisor to the current American president, called a senator a liar. And it caught the press's attention because there is a back and forth between that senator and Dr. Fauci. Since the last president, they've been going at each other's throats, and that senator's been calling Fauci a liar most of the time, and Fauci's typically had valid data on his side the entire time. So I thought it was a success, or not a success, but a cheering moment for Dr. Fauci. I cheered him on. I enjoyed the exchange, but notable from the opening statements in that hearing, which is available on YouTube, are from the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who said, "Vaccines are the most powerful tool we have." And Dr. Fauci, who said, "We have the tools to end this pandemic. It is up to us to use them." So the tools, the vaccine, people still aren't using it. We are still half vaccinated, half not, in America. And we're not at 50% vaccinated. We're at like 49.1, but I mean, you can round it up there. Which is dangerous if you're a scientist, but, I mean, I don't know where to go with that. I guess I'll leave that there. So what this feels like to me is salesmanship for scientists, when usually it's politicians who have to sell an idea to the public. I mean, I don't know how many times I've heard the point, which is get vaccinated. But and I agree with the point. I'm not complaining either. I'm just saying it's not a dead horse. I mean, people still have to get vaccinated because people are dying. So, I don't know. This is kind of this is the open portion of the show where I, show of the recordings where I just talk freely about the pandemic, about what's going on, from my perspective. I just wanted to share a few notes pretty quickly, but from here, there's honestly not much to say today from the personal aspect of COVID-19, of the Delta variant of COVID-19, of the mask situation. On the mask front, there are still like if you're traveling and you're using public transportation, or you're using an airplane, you're using commuter trains, you're using buses, whatever it is, light rail, trolley, you are required to wear a mask still in this day and time. Yesterday the UK opened up, and I wonder how that's going. I can't wait for the Twitter segment. But for my personal experience, I hope they're doing much better. Now, I mean, I hope that their reopening has been going as well as expected. I hope it hasn't been disastrous, or I hope cases aren't rising just because they've opened. I hope they're doing well. I haven't checked yet, but I will. Matter of fact, let's get to the next segment, and we'll be right back. Okay, so let's navigate to Twitter and locate the COVID-19 trend. And see what's going on today. Let's see. This looks, I was just talking about the UK. Approximately 60% of those hospitalized in the UK for COVID-19 are unvaccinated, according to Britain's chief scientific advisor. This is honestly the trend across the globe. Around around the Hello? They're gone. Right. Around the globe, 60% of those, not 60% of around the globe, but you know, the unvaccinated are the ones in the hospital. So that means that it's not vaccinated folks. So it's not those breakthrough cases, right? It's not the vaccinated here's what a breakthrough case is. A breakthrough case is when someone who is vaccinated ends up infected with COVID-19 or the Delta, you know, with the virus. I'm trying to work out this electronic sizzle in my ear. I don't know how to fix that just yet. Maybe it's the... I wonder if that's it. No? Yes? No? We'll make it that for now. We'll see if that electronic keyboard there. Anyway, I think that was it. So the point I was making was about breakthrough cases. If you're vaccinated and you end up infected with the virus, that is a breakthrough case. Means the virus has broken through the barrier and you are infected. So, but those aren't the cases that are showing up in the hospital. Obviously, not in an overwhelming rate. So table that for a second, and you have, or don't dismiss it. But it, I mean, there are cases, but they're very rare, and longer the short of it is, people in the hospital right now are mostly suffering from the Delta variant, which is the dominant variant, according to multiple sources today. As of today, the dominant form of the virus is the Delta variant. 83% of the cases in America are from the Delta variant. So there's that. And those who are unvaccinated are the ones in the hospital. It's a trend here in the States. It's a trend across the globe. It's a real problem. And everyone who believes in the vaccines is fighting to convince those who don't believe in the vaccine to get the vaccine. But those who are, I mean, I tried to convince a family member just today to get the vaccine, and I was ignored. I was, you know, that somebody had taken their shirt off on the television, and I was lost in, I was not important anymore. Not conversationally. So it's difficult. I know the struggle of trying to convince someone to get a vaccine and not being heard. And I hope things work out in the end. I mean, I don't want to lose family to this, and I haven't yet, but it's a virus, and I take it very, very seriously. Let's scroll a bit. California's Delta surge pushes COVID hospitalizations to their highest since April. That's from the San Francisco Chronicle. I don't know what to make of that, except that California is seeing a big surge. If that's where they're at, and they're at their highest since April of 2021, apparently. And there's an image of the graph that shows here, and the cases are there. There is a spike right in the middle there. That's an obvious sort. I call that an obvious story, where what's in the headline is the entire story, and the image gives you all the information you need. I think mainly because this is it's on Twitter and people are scrolling past instead of reading the article more typically than not. And that's exactly what I'm going to do right here. I'm not going to read an entire article for my podcast, or at least for future reference, unless I thought it was a major, major article. I would do it, though. Just not this time. Let's see here. This is more of an obscure story that probably isn't getting a lot of attention, but it's this. The story says that, and this is from Now This, which is apparently I don't know what kind of source that is. It seems like a magazine. It says women in the U.S. are losing more jobs during the pandemic than men. During the pandemic, workforce participation for women dropped as low as 57%, the lowest level since 1988. Industries like education, social work, hospitality, which are considered women-dominated, have been particularly affected by women leaving the workforce. And what I have to say to that is, if you look at those industries, education, social work, and hospitality, those jobs left during the lockdown. It's not just, I don't think it's women saying, I don't want to go to work right now, which is probably what they're saying on a higher level than the job not being there, because especially in hospitality, the job is there. However, what you have to be careful of is getting the virus, getting infected. You don't want to get infected while you're working. Say in a hotel where someone left traces of the virus in their bed sheets as they drooled on them, or perhaps the hospitality setting is a senior living place, and you have to engage with a vulnerable population who may or may not be vaccinated. These are what we would call contraindications to going back to work. I don't want to go into a deep explanation of a contraindication, but it's pretty much a reason, a logical, acceptable reason to refuse an activity or service. Social work. Social work has a sort of, as a broad term, I feel like I'm trying to explain why these women are refusing their jobs, and I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is what from the data that they just aren't. The participation for women in the workforce has dropped as low as 57%. That's the data. But I'm guessing from the knowledge that I have that it's the pandemic and the I don't really agree with that statement that women are dominating these areas. I know plenty of educators are men. I know plenty of social workers are men. I don't know about the hospitality portion. I kind of believe women may have dominated that, and I don't know if that's by choice or if that's like a failsafe for someone who, so I don't know, I'm a male. Anything I say is peppered by me being a male, so I don't know, it's a slippery slope past that. So I want women to work as much as I want men to work, and you know, again, it's another slippery slope because I don't have a job right now myself. But if I get into that front, it's going to be a depressing show. So let's not go there. Let's see. There's an interesting story from the Wall Street Journal titled "The Land That COVID-19 Forgot." And that makes me think somebody doesn't have it. A hot and dry climate and the world's youngest population have helped shield Niger, but the Delta variant poses risks. So, that place in Africa, which I'm not going to repeat again because I hate the word, it's too similar. I'm not going to say it again. So, good on them. And I hope COVID-19 is passed it by unless they get the Delta variant. So, I mean, more power to them. It's good to know that somewhere in Africa, there's not this huge problem. So, well done. Well done. There aren't any actual tweets yet. I want to get a couple of those before I end this segment. And, excuse me. Awesomely enough, there are tweets from the U.S. Surgeon General. I'll just, since there are three of them in a row, no, there are two in a row, I'll read them both. I'll leave them where they are, but I'm going to leave his words. His name is Dr. Vivek Murthy, I'm sure it's Murthy, U.S. Surgeon General, from his Twitter account. "As a parent, I know we all want to do everything we can to keep our kids safe. Kids under 12 aren't yet eligible to get vaccinated, which means they're relying on us to get vaccinated so we can shield them from COVID-19 and its possible health complications." That's tweet one. The next tweet says, "Information is power. I spoke with Now This News." Interestingly enough, that's what I was just quoting. Anyway, "I spoke with Now This News to bust 5 common myths about the COVID-19 vaccines and remind us of the facts. The COVID-19 vaccines have a strong safety profile, and they offer strong protection against severe illness and death with the Delta variant." And below this tweet is the actual Q&A between Now This and the myth busting. So like I said, official scientists, the U.S. Surgeon General, is out to debunk the myths around... they're selling the vaccine, which they should. They shouldn't have to, which is, you know, the main point here. The main concern is that people won't get vaccinated and are choosing to die by virus. That's the scary underlying possibility. But what we want, what we truly intend, is that people get vaccinated. And by we, I mean those who are selling the vaccine. I mean, it's, you don't have to buy it. It is free. It's not on shelves. I mean, of course, you have to go to a hospital or a vaccination site to get vaccinated. And there are plenty of them all over the place. There's probably one near you if you're listening to this in this day and age, and not from the future where I aim this show. But like I said, get vaccinated, and we'll move on to the next layer of this show. That's my nephew. Okay, I'd like to close with U.S. data of the day. So where we're sitting at is in the United States, total cases 34.1 million, deaths 609,000. The next statistic that I want to close out with is vaccinations in the U.S. We currently sit at 49.2% fully vaccinated and 56.8% at least one dose. That's going to do it for me for today. I wish you all a healthy vaccination. And of course, as usual, be well.